Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. Yes, it is my pleasure every day. I know I just rattle that off every morning, but I want you to know I'm very sincere in it. And I am very sincere to be here with those who love me and those who don't love me. You know, a mom's not always popular with the kids when she says things. And, you know, a mom's not always 100% right. But that doesn't matter. The child still has to obey the mother. I have a letter that I want to share with you today. This person isn't a fan, and that's okay. And I still believe, you know, in my little naive heart, I still believe somewhere there is a common denominator. So I want to read this letter to you, and I told this person, I'm not going to give their name, I told this person that I was going to do this. And I even sent a note back, very lengthy note, late last night when I saw this. And I want to share some things with you. But here's the letter. Dear Judgmental Prejudice God Lady, I was on my way to class one Tuesday morning, and I came across your show. It was interesting until you started to assume that your religious beliefs are what should govern our multicultural society. My religion is ancestor worship, and this has been my people's religion for more than 20,000 years. I know that I have the backing of the U.S. Constitution and the people who wrote it when I say there is no greater threat to our democracy, first, that's the first mistake right there, than religion. And the prejudices that come along with any sect, body, or descendant entity. I also have five children, just like you. And you will be surprised to know that abortion is not something me or my wife believe in either. However, we believe, even stronger, that people's rights to govern their own lives without attack from the very government tasked with aiding and caring for their needs as individual citizens through pooled taxed money that is for all, even those who believe in abortion. Now, if you understand what I just read, this person believes in redistributing the wealth and that everyone has a choice to practice whatever they want, including murder. And I am sorry, but you are not the everyday person. Actually, you are a part of an ever-shrinking slight minority, even right here in the middle of the country. Indigenous Americans, Latinos, African Americans, and all other minorities will soon be the majority. Well, as I read this aloud, I realize in that last statement, this person isn't for an American society that is bound together as one. And obviously he believes abortion is wrong, but it's okay for someone else to do it. Now, as for believing that he has the support of the founding fathers under the saying that religion is the greatest threat, he is 100% wrong. So I got out my handy-dandy little book, quotes from my founding fathers, and looked up under the section, what do they have to say about religion? And it went on and on and on and on, and there's no way I can share it all with you, but I'm going to start out with John Adams, who says, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And I explained in my note back to this gentleman who claims that I'm judgmental, prejudiced, God lady. I explained in this letter that I do believe we have common denominators. I don't think we're so far apart. I don't know how old his 5 children are. I know mine are all grown, and now I have 12 grandchildren. So I've lived a little bit longer, more than likely, than this person. It doesn't make me wiser. It just makes me more experienced. And I know that when I was younger, I had some ideas that I no longer believe to be correct. Because as you get older and you stand back and you look, you see the bigger picture. So let's look at what some of the founding fathers said, and then we'll get on with other things here in the show. This is also from, let's look at Benjamin Rush. The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. Did you hear that? It's a republican government. It's a republic. That's what we have, a constitutional republic, not a democracy, as we keep being told. And now they want it to be a democratic socialist government. Totally the opposite of what our founding fathers established this to be. Without Christianity, there'd be no freedom of religion. Without Christianity, there'd be no liberty. I am all for this young man, assuming he's a young man, much younger than me anyway, having whatever religion he wants. And I'm told him at the end of my note to him that I would continue to fight for his liberty, his children's liberty, as well as my children's liberty, because I believe that's why I'm here. And I'm about as average as they come, maybe a little below average, not just because I'm short. But when we go on and we look at some of the things that the founding fathers said, George Washington, every man conducting himself as a good citizen and being accountable to God alone, thought his religion opinions ought to be protected in worshiping the deity according to the dictates of his own conscience. Religion was very important to them, and because that was part of what they were upset with the king about. Part of what they were upset. We have Larry from Missouri. I want to take this call. Larry from Missouri, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, that lady's long.
Well, it wasn't a lady. It was a gentleman.
Okay, well, our biggest fan ain't religion. Correct, you know. It's the government's our biggest threat.
Well, you know, but we are under a republic, a constitutional republic. You and I are the government. So I guess in that respect, we are a big threat because we've pretty much done nothing, and we've let the corrupt D.C. occupiers run our lives and ruin our lives. And they're ruining this young man's life that has written into me. He just doesn't see it yet. He'll stand back one day, and he will see it.
Yeah, I wasn't built under a democratic government.
Well, it's a republic. We were built to be a republic. It's run by the people.
Yeah, huh?
I'm going to let you go, Larry. We're heading into a break here shortly. I appreciate you defending me. Thank you. You know, I have quote after quote here from our founding fathers about how important religion was to this nation. And I'll share a few more of those, but I want to move on. You know, we've got some things going on today. Hillary's going to have to answer some questions. Will they be the right questions? Yeah, I don't know. I seriously am losing faith in some of them. And some of them I'm just downright proud of. We're going into a break. The lines are open. I'm titling today's show, Dear Prejudice, Dear Judgmental Prejudice God Lady, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, today I was sharing a letter from a listener, and he and I are not going to agree on a lot of things, but I do think that there is some common denominator there. And I'm hoping that maybe if he listens with his heart in caring for his children and their future, he will understand that a government that can so take care of you first has to take things away. Redistributing the wealth is not the answer. Not to liberty. Not for liberty, not for freedom, and not for independence. It is the opposite. We have D.C. occupiers. They are corrupt. Republicans and Democrats alike. They are corrupt. Tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. Now, when you watch the Democratic debates, and Bernie Sanders out and out admits that he is a Democrat socialist. That is tyranny to our republic, our constitutional republic. It is tyranny. It is the opposite of what he took an oath to uphold. He took an oath in his office to stand on the Constitution. He needs to be fired for not holding up to his oath. When are we going to look at things the way they really are? Take off those rose-colored glasses and look around and see what is happening. You can't own property. That's another thing, my friend, that wrote me and called me prejudiced and called me a god lady and called me judgmental, which I try very hard not to be any of those. I can't be a god lady. I can try to be godly. I can try to do what God says in my Bible, have what my beliefs are. But if you stop and think about it, we own nothing anymore. No private property. They don't want you to have that. That is part of big government taking over. It brings us down to a third world country. It is not the America with the land of opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is not that. If you rely on the government, you no longer are independent. You no longer have liberty. You no longer have freedom of any religion. Now, when we talk about abortion in his letter, when does that stop? When does that choice to kill a life, to take a life, stop? Maybe the mother 6 months down the road decides, you know what, this wasn't for me. I'm changing my mind. Does she have the right to take that life then? When does that life become human? Stop and think about what we're saying. Is giving birth to that child so bad? She can give up the child if she doesn't want to raise it. There are so many families looking for children to love. Is killing it really the only answer the society has? And using its parts, selling its parts. We've become a people that are no longer thinking for themselves and independent. If we want to look to D.C. to tell us how to live in Missouri, in Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, Hawaii, Alaska, Texas, on and on and on, all 50. If we look to D.C. to tell us what to do, how to live where we are, we're just serfs. We're not free people. We're serfs. Think about how much you're paying them. And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But this is the last quote I'm going to get, and I'm going to move on. This is from Benjamin Franklin. When the people find they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of our republic. When you vote for a president or a senator or a representative or a commissioner, are you looking to see how much it's going to make for you? What are you going to give me? What are you going to do for me? Are you looking at that, or are you seeking liberty and freedom and independence for the future? Someone who's willing to plant the tree whose shade they will never enjoy. That's what our founding fathers did. And we're blown it because we're a spoiled bunch of people. Thinking we need to redistribute the wealth because, you know what, my neighbor down the street, he's got more money than me. I deserve some of what he's got. I don't want what he's got. If he earned it, he deserves it. If he wants to share it, then that's up to him. Well, Hillary's going to go under fire today, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. I have something here that came yesterday that says it's breaking news. We'll see. But it says the presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is facing more bad news. It has been reported that there is a five-month gap in the emails that she handed over from while she was Secretary of State. This is coming from the Judicial Watch, reported The Gap. And if you're wondering why Clinton is still standing here, you're not alone. Colonel Alan West wondered the same thing in a column on his website, pointing out that Clinton claimed under oath, that she had submitted all of her emails, and the State Department should have no trouble coming to the conclusion that everything she presented to them was not what anyone else in their right mind would mean by everything. The column referred to news reported by WorldNet Daily on the Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, explaining that the gaps, 5-month gap, indicate that Clinton lied under oath when she said all her emails had been turned over. Of course, she'll say all her emails that were of any significance. And we already know that many of those emails were classified. Even if they were not marked, they were classified. Whether she did something intentionally or not intentionally, she was neglectful. She did not take her position as Secretary of State seriously. If she took them seriously, she wouldn't be laughing now every time she's questioned about emails. And America needs to realize it's not about the emails. The emails are the correspondence that they needed to investigate the death of these 4 Americans. Everything gets investigated when that happens, to find out what happened so that you can keep it from happening again. They didn't automatically investigate just to make sure that, to try and trap Hillary. But it didn't take long for the lies to start. In fact, it was immediately that the lies started. It was a video. It was this. It was that. And then she gets angry the last time she got, well, maybe not the last time, but when she was questioned before, throwing her arms up in the air. What difference does it make whether men were taking a walk and got shot or somebody conspiracies or somebody actually had an attack? What difference? Well, she's Secretary of State. She has to understand what difference that makes. It's a huge difference. And America wonders why they lied. Why did they blame it on an American video? The emails aren't about emails. The emails are about correspondence to find out what actually happened and who had access to the men when they were asking for help and told to stand down. We're going into a break. I'm not sure anything will happen today. And that saddens me because it's obvious to me. There's been a lot of lying going on, and Hillary's not the only one lying, but she's the one who's wanting to be your president. And she's the one, whether she's guilty of anything intentionally or not, she's the one who laughs about it and does not take her position seriously. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. If judging her by her lies is being judgmental, then so be it. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided this book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Dear Judgmental Prejudice God Lady, that's who I am. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, Bill. I mean, good morning, Beth Ann.
I've been called a lot of things, but not Bill.
I've been sick all summer, so I'm not thinking too
good. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too. When our founding fathers were talking about religion, they were talking about Christianity about religion.
Yes, they
were. And in my opinion, our immigration policies has ruined us. And I'm going to be judgmental. You're being real sweet to everybody today, so I'll be judgmental. In my opinion, worship of ancestors is just as bad as sun worship. I remember World War II. I remember it well, and I'll never trust a Japanese. Japanese judgment, this guy has such good judgment that contacted you. Japanese judgment took them into a Shinto warrior military dictatorship. Buddhism, which was pacifism, was suppressed in Japan, and so that's what got them into all the trouble they got into, you know, and ended up tens of millions of them dying because of that crazy religion they went into in their military dictatorship. I know of a case, and this took place in North America. Two Japanese women were walking along a sidewalk looking at houses as they walked by. Mm-hmm. And one said to the other, after we win the war, that's where I'll live, pointed out a house, you know. That was how they were looking at things. And I wish our immigration policy hadn't, you know, that guy's gleefully saying that there won't be any white people, be a tiny minority in this country because of all of our immigration policy.
Well, he doesn't understand.
Right.
He doesn't understand. I got a little bit of that Indian in me.
North American Indian.
Yeah, I'm a little bit Cherokee, just a little bit, not too much anymore. It's getting washed out.
That is one of the seven civilized tribes.
It was. Yes, it was. They had their own government.
Yes, they did. And they went to Washington D.C. and they met with the Secretary of the Interior and all that kind of stuff, and they were promised all kinds of things, you know, which the government reneged on, of course, and then stole their land from them, forced them off the land down there in Georgia. They had one thing about it now. You hear a lot about slavery. I'm sure you know
thinking the same thing.
some of the Cherokees held slaves.
Well, they did, but they also... you know, that when I stop and think about it, and I thought that's what you were going to, the direction you were going to go with that when you started chuckling, there isn't anybody that's been treated worse than the American Indians.
Well, you're right, yeah. But it is ironic because some of them held, they were prosperous landowners down there in Georgia, and some of them did hold Negro slaves. But then they were forced to go to Oklahoma, and it was terrible what was done to them. Andrew Jackson did that to them, and... In a lot of respects, I really liked Andrew Jackson, but I sure didn't like what he did to the Indians, you know. So he was like he had two sides to him. One side was a good one, like getting rid of the Bank of the United States, you know, which is kind of like the Federal Reserve in those days. He kicked them out. He said, "You den of vipers, I will rout you out. By God, I will rout you out." And he did when he got in his presidency.
And he's the one we call Old Hickory Stick, isn't he?
Yeah, Old Hickory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he did really bad things to the Indians.
I suppose maybe
he'd been in on some of those Indian wars fighting them, you know. A lot of people had. But the Cherokees, originally they were quite a bunch of fighters, but then they got peaceful, and they did what they were told by our government. They said our government told the Indians, if you're going to live in this country, you're going to have to become white men, and they did. They just did everything like white men, and they farmed. They gave up their hunting. Well, they might have hunted some, but they gave up any warlike tendencies. And
you know what I see, and I think you'll agree with me, that what they need to do if they're coming to this land is become Americans. And when I read the last sentence in that and out loud, you know, it hits you sometimes. The more you read something, the more you see. His last sentence there is not about unification. It's not about the nation coming together. It's about keeping us separate and then getting revenge on the white people. And, you know, where would it, I know that we've done a lot of bad things in the past. Hopefully we're learning.
I don't think we should even say that.
Well,
the United States overall has done so much more good worldwide.
I'm in as individual.
Else. The United States didn't invent slavery.
No,
the United
didn't.
States, the Americans, as far as I know, never did import any slaves from Africa. The first people that did it was the Dutch, and then the Englishmen did it. And, you know, Africa still has slavery. You didn't go down out over in Africa and run them down. Those people over there, those chiefs, were happy to sell you their slaves.
Yeah.
They took slaves themselves all the
time.
Well,
what I meant as... individuals. I mean, none haven't. I mean, in the past, we've done some things that weren't good necessarily. But I think we've learned from it, and I think we've grown as a nation. But I see us going into this socialistic nation, and that's taking us backwards. You know, I have this fear of heights, and there's this one little poster that I've seen, and I've kind of hung on to it. I don't have it literally hanging on my wall. It's on my computer, and it's this man standing on the edge of a cliff. And it says, when you're standing on the edge of a cliff, one step forward is not progress. And I feel like that's where we're at as a nation. We're standing on a cliff, and we've got these progressive liberals that are saying we need to keep going forward, and we're all going to fall.
You know, I'll tell you why communism will never work. These atheists that are pushing us into communism worldwide just love it. And the reason it won't, of course, they're atheists and they don't know anything about the Bible. The Bible tells us that God demands to be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
And man was made in God's image. Therefore, man would like to be worshipped too. And Karl Marx says that we'll have to have, in this progression, you know, till you get this perfect world like they are talking about, you'll have to have despotism for a while.
Wow.
Well, that won't work with man, because once you let a man have power and you have a despot, that person never relinquishes it. And that's the reason communism cannot work and never will work.
And that's why we see the corruptness that's going on, if that's a word, corruptness, that's going on in D.C. with the D.C. occupiers and the elected officials, now that we have career politicians. Their decisions are made upon their next step in their career, and it's not about what's going to be best for this nation. And we see that in this, these established GOP Republicans, the rhinos. Yeah. We see that. It's all about the party. It's all about the steps in their careers, and it has nothing to do with what's going to be best in this nation. And, you know, that's why these front runners in this election on the GOP side are all non-established GOP, because the people are sick and tired of it. Now, whether you like Trump, whether you like Carson, whether you like Fiorini, whether you like Cruz, who's fighting all the time with them, it's beside the point. The fact is, they are non-established GOP. They're bucking the system, so to speak, and the people like it.
Yeah, I'm all for them.
I am, too. And, I found that we're going to head into a break here pretty soon. You and I have kind of monopolized the time, but that's okay. It's my time. But, you know, I find it kind of funny. I think it's funny. When they're not sure whether Hillary's going to make it through this mess, they're fighting to see who they're going to put in for the Democrat Party. They've got all these other people running, but they don't like them. The established Democrat Party doesn't like the others that are running. So they were looking at Joe Biden. They were even looking at Al Gore. That just makes me choke. And it's the same thing on the Republican side. The established GOP doesn't really like all of these that are running, so they're trying to push Bush. And now that he's not doing well, they're trying to talk old Romney into coming in there and running. What an insult it is to the rest of these men and women that are trying to run for president.
Yeah. I have a theory why nothing will be done to Hillary and why everybody's so scared of the Clinton machine. You know, about the first act Bill Clinton did once he was in the White House was get all those FBI files. I imagine you remember that.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten. We're going to have to talk about that. We're going into a break, though. You and I can continue this conversation. The lines are open at 877-895-5410. And right now, it's Bill and Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We
we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. You just never know where the show's going to go. And when I read a letter such as I did at the beginning of the show, I didn't get to the rest of my news, but that's all right. Bill, remind us about the FBI stuff, the FBI letters.
Our politicians are all such a bunch of crooks. They know that the Clintons have the goods on them and can bring them down anytime they want to. And both Republicans and Democrats, because they got hundreds and hundreds of those FBI files on anybody they thought would be useful. And so, therefore, those people use kid gloves on the Clintons, because at all costs they want to stay in office. You know, that's just their livelihood, their life.
They want to be worshipped.
Yeah, they got to be there. And you remember when we got the term limits in here back in the 90s?
Yes. Yes.
I was an affiant, and I carried the petitions around and got signatures and stuff. But we also, some people may have forgotten, we also carried them around to get signatures to have term limits on the federal, like the Congress and the senators, you know. Right. And that passed also. And that would have really helped us, but then some communist federal judge ruled that to be unconstitutional. So we got it statewide, but not nationwide, and that's a shame, but that's the way it goes. I'll get off of here.
Right.
Thank you very much. I really love your show.
It's great to talk to you today. I hope you get to doing better. We have Ron from Missouri as well, down in the West Plains area. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great, but I'll get better.
Well, I hope so. What's on your mind?
I have a comment. We were, of course, established, you know, as a republic.
Yes.
And even says that, you know, as we say, our pledge of allegiance. But democracy is mob rule.
Yes, it is.
And we need to correct anyone who makes any reference, whether it's just out of something that they just always have said and didn't realize what they were saying. anybody that makes any reference to democracy, they need to be reminded.
Well, and you know, too, I have,
and that's what we have.
We have. I have a listener that scolds me frequently. He hasn't scolded me for a while, but he probably should, because I'll say the government, and we the people are the government. We're supposed
that's
to
right.
be, but we the people have... We've been slackers. I don't know how else to put it. We've been slackers. And so we've allowed this to creep in, and the socialism and this lie about it being a democracy, and that's not how we were established, and that's not the direction I want to see us going. We're about to take that step off the cliff, and it's got me scared to death for the future of my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that might be to come yet one day. And, you know, it's something we do need to correct. I appreciate that, Ron. Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm going to share a quote before we close here from Ayn Rand, and I think I shared this a week or two ago. There is no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. And that was coming from Ayn Rand. And I posted a video on Facebook of a woman that came from Austria. She's an older woman, lived through the communist era there. And she explains how Hitler didn't look like a bad guy. He didn't look like a murderer. He didn't talk like it. Just fooled them all into it. And then, of course, we know what he did. Well, we're approaching a time, I mentioned yesterday, we're approaching a time when they're going to have to make another decision on the debt limit, whether to raise it again or not to pay their bills, because they run on debt. D.C. occupiers are running everything on debt. They don't know how to balance a budget. They need more money, they just take it from you. That's how they redistribute wealth. Think about that. Well, this is an article. It's very, very short. And it's always a curiosity to me. When we need to cut budgets, they never talk about truly cutting a budget anywhere where it should be cut or can be cut. You know, we have a lot of programs that maybe they were good at one time. But when you can't pay the bills, you need to start cutting back. Well, over 93% of the EPA employees are considered non-essential. 93% are unessential, non-essential. More than 9 out of every 10 employees at the Environmental Protection Agency are considered non-essential and have been furloughed in the federal government shutdown. Now, this is from 2013 when they did that. So think about that. It's probably no different right now. Reuters obtained an EPA guidance in which the agency said it would classify 1,069 employees out of 16,205 as essential. Only 1,069 of them are considered valuable, which is about 6.6% of the agency's workforce in the event of a government shutdown, which occurred back then. The guidance also reportedly said that most workers at the Office of Air and Radiation, which is in charge of writing and implementing most of the EPA's major air pollution rules, would be furloughed, which will tighten the various deadlines facing the agency. And this was back, like I said, in 2013 when they did shut the government down for a few months. Think about what's going on. The EPA is top-heavy. 93% back in 2013, I'm sure it hasn't changed, 93% of them are non-essential. That's where we need to start cutting. There was an organization, Strong America Now, going around. In fact, I interviewed them several years ago. I don't hear anything from them now. but it was in that last presidential run, and they were trying to educate the candidates about how to cut the budget. Well, most of them weren't all that interested, but they had to sign, and even Newt Gingrich, who was running at that time, they had to sign this and go through this these classes on how they could make America strong again. Strong America Now. And it started out, and there was one Republican candidate that would not go through that, and that was Mitt Romney. But it starts out with cutting each department, not getting rid of any department, even though you and I think some of them need to be just shut down, but cutting each one of them 25% the first year. Evaluate and cut again the next year. And he had it down to a science, and the math was worked out that it would be back into balance. We'd be back in by 2017. But this was back in the last election tie season. And now we've gone farther and farther in debt. They don't have any intentions of balancing a budget. They have every intention of taking everything you have and then give you a little bit back so you feel good about it. We were established as a constitutional republic. We, the people, need to come together and bring America home.
Oh. BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.